1,360 people reactivated who weren't in the diary, not come to see us. No, with no appointment within 10 days. I think it was even less than that. Cool. So give me a hand up if you're learning something so far and you're ready to learn how we reactivated 1,360 patients. Good. I'm not going until everybody puts up their hand. Hey, Cubs, good to see you. Good to see you, good to see you, good to see you, good to see you, good to see you. Mike Paul, good to see you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. So here's how we did it. Here's how we did it. Here's how we did it. Listen up. 1,360 people reactivated who weren't in the diary, not come to see us, no appointment within 10 days. I think it was even less than that. But first, let me just teach you the strategy. First of all, whenever you're doing a campaign, you have to understand that you have to make an offer, right? So people's like, oh, I'm not going to change my prices. Well, that's fine. You cannot change your prices or whatever, but you still have to position it so that's an offer that's appealing. There's a reason you see Easter eggs like way before Easter. And there's a reason that there's stuff in the shops way before Halloween is because there's a marketplace dictating that people spend on that thing. So now we've got that marketplace change. So one of the things that you want to be looking at changing right now in some way, shape, or form, you've got three ways to position an offer. Number one, a free X, Y, or Z, a free catch-up session. In the United Kingdom, free MOT, whatever it is, a free discovery session. By the way, that is still gold to do that. Free discovery session, whatever it is. You can, and there's only one concept you need to understand. The only reason anyone's afraid of the word free, and if you are afraid of the word free, please read the book Predictably Irrational. Write that down. Predictably Irrational by Daniel Eerie, I believe. And just to show you, like, it is one of the most powerful words on the planet. But you want to use it very carefully, right? So is there a legitimate time to use it? You freaking damn right there's a legitimate time to use it. Like, you absolutely should be using it at times. But I'm going to teach you how to position that in a moment. Next, a percentage discount off. So 50% off. Let me give you a neat little trick. We have a 50% off offer on our website. Let me tell you another interesting fact. Every single day, multiple people give me their contact details for the 50% offer off. But there's no prices on my website. So what is it 50% off of what? But they still fill it in. So just I want to show you how powerful that is. That people every day filling my 50% offer off. Every day, 50% off, 50% off, 50% off. They send me, they fill in the details, they tell me they want to come use my business, 50% off. But there's not one price on my website. So what is it? Could be 50% off of 10 grand, but they still fill it in. That's how people just can't help themselves, right? So should you be using that to your advantage? You absolutely should be using that to your advantage. That's just one example of something that you can use, right? And then the third one is, like, we've credited your account. So I actually have had, this has been used now more than I've ever seen it used in the marketplace. I love this one. This is my personal favorite, by the way. And the reason I found this out was a mistake. So let me tell you how we found this out. This is a true story. So there was a practice down the road that phoned me up one day and they said, hey, please, would you like to buy us? And I said, like, well, why would I want to buy you? I've got a beautiful practice just down the road. And in the same sentence, before he put down the phone, he said, well, that's fine. Can you just take us? So I was like, what do you mean, just take us? He said, just take the practice. Like, just take the practice. Just take it. Like, if you will honor the care plans, like, you can have the whole database, etc. Like, just take the practice. Actually, we can stop sharing there for a second. We've got to watch time. But it's a true story, right? So I was like, oh, look, we were literally like 2 miles down the road. I was like, fine, if you really want that, then I'll take the business off your hands. We've got a practice down the road, so we don't want the building. We just have the client base. Right, and it wasn't a big client base, and what happened was we set up a campaign just like I'm going through you right now, going with you right now, is how to reactivate these customers. Right, so I set up a spreadsheet and I planned and I did exactly what I'm saying to you right now. Make sure I isolated my top spends, my customer list, and I said to my telephone girl, I said, go phone these people first and let's reactivate them. And what who the people I want you to phone first is everybody in the schedule who's got credits on their accounts. I want you to phone them and I want you to say, hey, there's credit on your accounts. We've taken over the practice. No money's changed hands, but we're going to honor that. So come and see us. And she was down the office, just actually directly down below me right now, at office below me. And I'll never forget, I went into the office. I said, how's it going? And she said, it's going really, really well. Everyone's just booking in. I said, fantastic. And when I looked at the list, she had phoned the wrong list. Okay? So she had phoned the list that did not have credit on their account and told them that she had credit on their account. But here's the interesting thing. How many of those people do you think said no to the appointments? Zero. Zero. And that, I couldn't believe it. So people have been phoned and said, hey, you've got $150 worth of credit in your accounts. Come in. They must have put down the phone and went, oh, like, I'll just keep quiet. No one's gonna bother us. But did I care as the business owner? No freaking hell, I didn't care as the business owner, because here's what I got to do. I got to get a customer for free. Remember, there is a cost to customers, by the way, to purchasing a customer. And I'll go through that in a moment with you. But that's the story how I discovered that strategy, putting some credit in someone's account, and it's a strategy called putting money in their pocket, was a mistake. There's a true story. I'll never forget it. I was like, are you telling me that of 150 people, not one person said to you, corrected you? Not one person corrected. That's just human nature. It's like, oh, well, geez, I'll take an adjustment if the last business had money on the account and they've been transferred across. So that's just a little story for you. But let me share my screen again. Cool. So here's what I want you to understand. What you do need to do is maintain price integrity, though. So is there a time and place for free? There's absolutely a time and place for free. But you can maintain price integrity. Everyone's like, oh, but if I give it away for free, I'm going to devalue it. Not true. If you maintain price integrity. And how you maintain price integrity is discount a segmented thing, or 50% off on the thing, or, you know, traditionally it's the front end. In our case, a reactivation or a consultation or a catch-up session or a new old or whatever you call it where you practice in the world. There's a million names for it. You're not going to decrease price integrity by doing that. Anybody that tells you otherwise this is how business has changed, right? And then sometimes people will say, oh, but you know, surgeons don't do that. You cannot compare. The market influencing that they have working in their favor is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars, right? This big pharma, big everything marketing for them, you understand? So we're different, right? And one of my greatest mentors who consults with the biggest companies on the planet says that only the arrogant really believe that they're never, ever, ever, ever gonna get away with business, never having to discount ever on the front end. It's just part of business. Love me, hate me for saying that, I don't really care. It's just the truth, right? So it's important. So as a kind of rule of thumb, we always say, don't give the session away or the whatever you do in your business. But in our cases, don't give the thing away for free. Like, don't give multiple sessions away for free. If you can isolate it to the front end, that's great. That's great, because then you are maintaining price integrity. That's my little tip for you guys. Cool. So please write this down, and then I need to start wrapping up the section. But the minimum data you should be able to isolate right now is, please write this down. You should absolutely know things you need to do, like tomorrow. You should know what your high spenders are. You should know what your active, possibly your all your active clients or current users. Why should you know that? Because you might need to exclude those people. Okay, I'll show you how now, because you might send an offer out, and we've made this mistake. Well, when you're dealing with big data, it's very difficult. You're always going to have some mess ups, but wherever you can, try eliminate some of that stuff. Now, those of you that are not using CRMs, we're using Infusionsoft. We're Infusionsoft certified. It's what the best marketers on the planet use, I highly recommend you use it. Or if you don't have a CRM, you should have a CRM, a customer relations management system, like MailChimp or something like that. We use Infusionsoft, which I'll show you in a moment. Very powerful. Next list you should know is high spenders active. So you can go the extra mile, your top 20%. Next list is all inactive. Now, normally I say this. Normally I won't include in a reactivation campaign, write this down, I often will not include people who have not used the service before. Like if somebody came and it was just like a time waster and they didn't want, I normally wouldn't do that. This is different. Because the only reason this is different is because you're gonna have such a decrease in new patient acquisition channels that you may wanna tailor something towards that list too. Take it, don't take it, whatever you wanna do. Trust me, we're gonna enter in times right now, it's gonna be a lot harder to generate customers. So you think they're a time waster. This is the problem. Everyone thinks they're a time waster, but no one really understands this process. Is that they've taken time, you show commitment two ways. One with your wallet, two with your time. They got in the car, they drove all the way to you, they met your front desk, hopefully made a good impression, they saw your beautiful practice, they sat with someone in your business for over an hour sometimes. There's a lot of time and commitment invested in the process, more than you may think. So should they be at least considered? Absolutely, they should be considered. Okay, potential exclusions, write this down, I'm in the game. 120,000 people on potential campaigns, right? So this is what you want to exclude from your lists. Number one, you might want to exclude, if you're doing a reactivation campaign, please write this down. This is gold. I promise you, we've learned this the hard way. You might exclude current patients. So you don't want them to get the offer right now. You want to do message to market match. Everyone's like, oh, but what about, yes, you can do something else for them, but there's a different communication to someone who hasn't been in. So at least have their current patient list. Next, booked in. What I mean by booked in is, you think number one and two are the same? They're not the same. Booked in is, you send an email, who books in then? You need to go back to the list and remove people from the original list that you reactivated from this email. Next, do not contacts. I shouldn't have to say that, but that's always important to say. People who opted out and things like that. Next, duplicate telephone numbers. That's a little secret one. So you can do this. If you're on Infusionsoft, we'll teach you how to do this. But you can eliminate duplicate telephone numbers getting the text. I learned this the hard way. If you've got a family whose mom, and the mom has put their telephone number for all 7 family members, and you do a big text campaign, guess who's going to get 7 texts? So you have to eliminate. So you put in the system. We can do it in Infusionsoft. We'll teach you how to do it. We can eliminate multiple texts going. If someone's got more than one text number, then you just go, I'm not sending. The only thing you can't do is always say who the text is going to, but someone in the family is going to get the text saying, hey, would love to see you again, and here's what we're doing for you. Deceased, obviously, where you can help it. And then responded to a text. That's another one that no one else is going to teach you. I can teach you that because I'm doing it. So here's what we did. Again, if you're sending multiple texts out to your database, we just did we made sure that anyone that responded to a text didn't get another text. Here's what I've learned with text is emails is one thing, but when you text someone, there's the potential to upset people because they really regard their inbox on their phones as like a private space. So should you do it? You should absolutely do it. Open rates are like 90-something%. A great marketing strategy. If you haven't texted your whole database, you should absolutely do it. But here's my warning. There will be some people that get upset. And that's business. That's business, right? That is, there are also people that will phone you crying and say, I can't believe you're doing this for me. That is amazing. So it's just part of it. But I know that I certainly don't want to, if someone responds, they may respond with, hey, leave me alone. They may respond with opt out, which you can hopefully your system can set up to do that. But I always want to make sure that I really, really opt out certain people wherever possible. And also, this is questionable, people with membership or credit on accounts. So again, if they're one of our members and et cetera, then maybe we don't want to isolate them from the campaign. Please write those down. quickly for me, write those down. Potential exclusion. You want to remove people from the list. So you're just about to send a text and an email to an entire database or segments of the database. So you want to then go to your list or your Excel spreadsheet and you want to eliminate those people. Current, booked in, do not contact, duplicate telephone numbers, deceased, responded to a text, and membership or credit on account. Potentially the bottom one, right? That's your call for that. This is what our campaign looks like. How many of you think that looks pretty confusing? Hello? Good job. So here's the thing, but this is what you need to grow businesses, you know, right? So that's just our reactivation campaign. This is our results. Please bear with me here. So we have a link to book online. 172 people filled out the link to book online. Texts, 777 people in this campaign clicked on that incoming text. Hey, you either book me or opt out. Mostly book me for this one, but here's because we have another strategy. We actually asked them to text back and say the word book. And that tags them down a different sequence, right? So 652 people said, book. I want to book an appointment. Yes, please. Awesome. And so we gave them credit for this campaign. You don't have to do this, but we gave them credit of $50, right? Or equivalent to initial consultation. And it worked like gangbusters, by the way. It worked so well. And then new lead or voucher. And this is a button in the email. 505 people from this list clicked the yes, please voucher. So In a time where I can't do corporates, I can't do lunch and learns, I can't do workshops, I had to go somewhere, and this was a huge help for us. We have massively shifted the needle in our favor because we were able to do this. So here's the simplest three-step strategy you'll ever learn in your entire life. Please give me a hand up if you're ready to learn it. Give me a hand up, give me a hand up, give me a hand up, give me a hand up. Good job. Here it comes. Hey, Matthew Mancuso, good to see you. Gold, heart of gold there. Put your hand up, hand up, hand up. Good job, good job, good job, good job, good job. Awesome. So here's I'm literally going to give you the text, right? So write this down. I want you to write three columns. Text, email, telephone. Text, email, telephone. Now, are there more advanced strategies you can do? Totally you can, but I'm just going to teach you these strategies very, very quickly, right? Text, email, and phone. The text, there is at least six, write that down, six texts, unless someone opts out. Six texts. Here's just an example. It's just like, hey, we're open. Please write that down. Please tell people you're open. Do you know how many new patients you've booked just by telling people we're open? And just told them that's text one and text two. So it's like, hey, we're open. And to celebrate the reopening, we're crediting your account with X amount. I know for some of you that's going to send shivers up your spine. It works so freaking well. Here's the email. Same type of email. But also in the email, you want to make sure that people understand all the measures you're taking. So don't worry, these are the measures we're taking. It's for these people, and we're booking in advance, and there's certain people that can, et cetera. We're gonna have to see if you qualify. We say all that in the email, right? Throughout the whole process. That's email number two. Again, look at the button, how to redeem the credit. In this case, we went to the credit because it was a very appropriate. Again, we showed pictures of what everyone's doing for PPE, et cetera. So it's kind of twofold. We want to let them know that there's something special happening, and we also want to let them know that this is what we're doing to be safe. So when they click on the button, when they click on the button, we get a notification to give them a call. Now, we can drive people to book online. I just want to say that as sexy as that sounds, you're definitely losing power by doing that. But we still do it, but you must have a tag. You must be notified when someone clicks on the book online button. Gold. You must be notified when someone clicks on the book online button, because I promise you about 50% of them don't go on and book. But then at least you know, so you can phone them, right? So here's what I want. Why do you do that? Because there's a difference between a cold call and there's a difference between permission-based marketing. Cold calls are painful. Permission-based marketing is when you phone someone when they've done something. And then the phone call is very easy. Here's the script. Please, you can write this down. Here's the script. So once they've clicked on a button, that these are the main points for the telephone script. It's, hey, how are you? Two, we're open. Just want to phone you, courtesy call to say we're open. Three, also wanted to check, this is the goal. Whenever you're phoning people, don't ever phone people without being able to say that line. I'm just checking to see if you got my email, text, etc. Like I refuse, like I hate doing any type of telephone calls without that. If I can't say that line, we don't even do it. So that's why you have to send the email, something in the post, etc. Okay, next, let's get you booked. Very assumptive. This is important. Number 5 is finance, membership, or prepay seeds. So what does that mean? That means even on the telephone call, you want to be seeding the fact that right now we're doing something special for people to make care more affordable, etc. It may just be breaking up your care plans into smaller chunks. But you want to seed that then, right? So everyone thinks, you know, selling's a process of getting people to understand the thing you're doing or whatever it is. So you don't want any surprises. So getting them excited about something that potentially could benefit them, it's an important part of the sales process, but very, 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 the fact that many people would leave that out of the script altogether. But absolutely, it's powerful. You watch your close rates change by just adding that little seed in there. Oh, by the way, just to let you know, we've got something really special happening at the moment just to help people really get through these challenging times. We really feel that's our responsibility to serve our communities right now. So keep an eye. So please ask your doc about that when you walk in. That's all you have to do. You don't have to tell them what it is. You just tell them there's something special happening right now. And then number 6, confirm the appointment like you normally would. So write those down. Cool. Just a quick one. When they click on the button, your primary goal is, however possible, phone them as quickly as possible. So here's a little statistic for you. Okay. If you phone someone after they've opted in within 5 minutes, there is a, just to be clear on the statistic again, if you phone someone within 5 minutes of them replying to your text, clicking on your email, filling your form in on the internet, whatever it is, within 5 minutes, they are 100 times more likely to be contacted if you phone them within 5 minutes. Here's another statistic. Oh, by the way, let's go back here. If you miss that, if you longer than 30 minutes, there's a 47% chance that they'll never ever respond to you. So here's another study that was done. This is the impact of speed to call on a lead conversion rate, which means that how does it affect my conversion rates if I phone them within 5 minutes, 1 minute, 3 hours? So if they click on the button, they say they want the appointment, right? You've got to make it your absolute number one priority to try to call them back as quickly as possible. That's why you might stagger your campaigns. So look at this. Within 1 minute, there's a 391% increased chance of a conversion. Within 2 minutes. By the way, conversion might just be into the front end of the thing. Might be the first appointment. Might be the whatever. I don't know. And just saying a 391% increase in conversion within 1 minute. I want you to see, this is when the first time I saw this was heartbreaking. Within 2 minutes, drops to 160%. Within 3 minutes, 98%. 30 minutes, within 1 hour, 36% compared to 391%. If you don't even phone them the same day, you may as well just, I've learned this, by the way. I've learned this totally the hard way, is that if you miss that, like, out that day, 48 hours, in my experience, you may as well, like, you've almost killed the list. You should still do it, because you've worked hard to do it, but that's how important it is for you to contact these people in a short space of time. And you think it sounds like more work, but it's more work other way around. Because another statistic shows that it takes 8 to 15 phone calls to get someone on the phone first time if you miss the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. Let me say that again. It takes 8 to 15 times phone calls to get them in that position on the phone if you miss the 1 minute, the 5 minutes, etc. Cool. I hope you guys are learning something so far. So, you guys learning something? Yes? Give me a hand up if you're learning something. Good job, Matt. Good job. Wendy, nice to see you. Cool. Awesome. Very nice. So the problem is never the problem. And even though I'm teaching that campaign, by the way, you guys can all do that campaign. It's a text, an email, and a telephone ready with that script. So make the telephone calls after you've sent the email and the text. But the single biggest mistake in business is simply poor follow-up and nurture. Hey, thank you so much for watching this video. I really appreciate it. I hope it helps you grow your practice. My name is Ryan Ryder. I generate $7 million every single year from 8 practices, 10,000 new patients. Last year alone, I've been doing this for the last 10 years.
And if you enjoy this video and you enjoy my content, I highly recommend you grab my book. I put everything that I've learned in the last 10 years and $7 million every single year, 10,000 new patients in the book. Grab the book, click on the link below, it's completely free of charge. All you do is pay for the shipping, we pay for the book. Enjoy the content, enjoy the rest of the videos, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel, and I hope that 2020 and your practice grows more than you ever could have imagined, and I hope that the book's part of that journey. See you soon.